Chicago. I'm Elise Kling, sitting in for John Williams today. It's 13 minutes past 9. It is going to be a lovely day, if you don't mind a little wind and maybe some raindrops here or there. 53 degrees, supposedly, which is very exciting. I hope you get a chance to get outside, because tomorrow it's not going to be anything like that. It's not going to be record-breaking dropping from, say, 90 degrees to 15, which I'm sure this city has seen from time to time. Sure feels like I've lived through that. But we are going to see a big drop just in time for Christmas Eve tomorrow. In the meantime, we have a great show lined up for you today. We are going to talk with Beth McCoslin in a little bit. She is the executive director of UNICEF in Chicago about all the things that UNICEF has been doing this year to help children and families all over the world and in the United States. They have a COVID update as well. They watch, they're on the scenes, UNICEF, for all major disasters, of which there have been a few. And we'll run those down too this year, today. We also have, right now, Dory McWhorter, who's CEO of YWCA of Metropolitan Chicago. YWCA was the beneficiary of a $9 million gift from Mackenzie Scott. This is Jeff Bezos's former spouse. She saw her net worth go up about $26 billion or so this year, and she's given away about $6 billion, $9 million of which has found its way right to our very own YWCA of Metropolitan Chicago. Because if you're going to give away $9 million, you really want to give it away to the person who's going to do the most with it, right? So, Dory, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Elise. Happy to be here.
And Merry Christmas this week to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas. And indeed, it is a Merry Christmas with this gift.
I can imagine. So what was your reaction when you found out that Mackenzie Scott was giving the Y $9 million? I can't even imagine.
I cried and I cried and I cried and I cried so much that the representative of Mackenzie's got on the phone. She's like, I wish I could hug you. And I was like, you know what? You don't want to see the ugly crying that's going on over here. So it was it was tears of joy, but it was also just knowing how meaningful this gift would be for the organization. In fact, my response to her was in my tears. I was, you know, as I was trying to breathe still, and I just said that, you know, the women of Chicago really deserve this. And then she said, your organization deserves this. And it just really, again, just, you know, sort of took my breath away that they did their research to recognize that we could be an organization worthy of this type of resource.
Well, the things that you're doing with the YWCA, and I want you to run those down after we take a quick break, they're just amazing in that your reach has become so broad. You've developed such interesting and unique and differentiated solutions to the problem of how you get this need fulfilled for so many people and at the same time keep the Y being self-sustaining. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to run down all of these. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Elise Kling, sitting in for John Williams today. So if somebody gave you a $9 million gift, what would you do? Dory McWhorter is CEO of YWCA of Metropolitan Chicago. Their organization got this incredible gift from Mackenzie Scott, the former wife of Jeff Bezos. She gave away over $6 billion this year, which, while it isn't, it's about a tenth of her net worth at the moment, but it's a very significant way to do it. And really the leading edge of philanthropy. Dory, talk a little bit about, you know, some of the things that YWCA does, Metropolitan Chicago, because there are other Ys around the Midwest, right? It's not just that you're the only one.
Sure. And unfortunately, our YWCA sisters in Evanston and in Rockford were also the recipients of gifts from Mackenzie Scott. So we're really excited to see the sister organizations be supported as well. And from the YWCA Chicago's perspective, we have a wide range of services while we all share the mission of eliminating racism and empowering women and promoting peace, dignity, and freedom for all. So there's a lot that we're doing here. But our services include everything from career services and support, as well as Small Business Development Center. We also operate the 1-800 rate crisis lines throughout the entire metropolitan Chicago area and provide ongoing counseling and support services. We help parents access child care services. We do technology training. We have specific training for youth in the areas of science, technology, engineering, math. So our services are quite comprehensive and broad.
And of course, you're very involved with financial inclusion and financial well-being, because we've worked together on that as well.
Absolutely. Our financial inclusion work is so important, as we know that the economic empowerment that we want to provide to support communities is critical, particularly now, even more so. So absolutely, that's part of the work that we do as well.
One of the things I've admired about you so much for all these years we've worked together, Dori, is that you really have such an innovative take on what a not-for-profit can do in terms of raising its own revenue and creating self-sustaining programs. One of the things that has been amazing to watch is this Impact Shares Fund come to life. Woman, talk a little bit about what that is and how you see it helping investors and the why.
Sure. So the YWCA, actually the Impact Shares YWCA Women's Empowerment Exchange Traded Fund, is a financial product that we developed in partnership with Impact Shares to allow us to provide companies an opportunity to identify ways that they can help advance women's equality within their organization. And in doing so, this product, which is actually an exchange-traded fund, also allows the fund advisory fees to come back to the YWCA to support our work. So not only do we get to move the needle relative to gender equality by providing companies this roadmap, we also get a portion of the advisory fees, which we wouldn't necessarily have a role or a way to participate in regular or other types of financial products. So this is really exciting for us because it's a win-win-win. It's a win for companies that are part of the index that have followed these procedures to allow them to be ranked higher and included in the fund, as well as allows us to get the resources. So we get to move the needle as well as create revenue for the YWCA.
Right. And I think one of the guiding principles behind this is the idea that companies that promote women, have women leaders in them, have gender equality policies. There are 20 odd things that you rank companies on, which allow them to be included in this index. But companies who do all these things do better, and they make more money, and they're more profitable. And so by collecting all these companies together, somebody can invest in this exchange-traded fund, and hopefully they're buying into a group of companies that's going to do better because they're doing better for the women who are part of their employees, and then that radiates outward, right?
Absolutely, and we're seeing that. Of course, I'm not giving financial performance results, but you can look it up and see that that's absolutely the premise of the fund, and we see that thesis has been proven true, that companies who do better, and that's not with our fund. The studies have shown that companies that have policies that support diversity and inclusion ultimately do better and outperform companies that don't. And so our fund is absolutely collecting those companies that do the best relative to the gender equality metrics, and then they actually are doing better. Therefore, our fund is performing as well.
Which is great. So let's talk about this $9 million gift. What do you do? What are the plans? Have you made plans yet for this money?
We absolutely have made plans. The reality of it is that it came at a very important time for us. We already had laid out the plans to do a growth capital campaign. And we're specifically calling it growth capital because we know that we need resources to invest in areas that help us to grow our impact. And so we were in versus when you usually hear the term capital campaign, they're usually focused on a facility or a building or something like that, or a specific project. But for us, we recognize that there was so much work to do as we described our mission and the range of services we provide. And so what were the investments that we could make to really move the needle on some of those things? And so a couple of the things that we were already planning to do and we're about to start the fundraising effort around this money will allow us to actually get moving on these things while we are still raising money to do the full set of projects that we would like to do. And so one example, and Elise, you'll appreciate this, is that we call it one area is in human capital, and how do we make investments in our people so that we meet the people. We always say we have to take care of the people that take care of the people. And so one of the things that we needed to do for ourselves is to establish a 401k for our people. We have a pension plan, but it doesn't start for 2 years after they're employed. And so we needed to walk the talk with our employees. As we talk about financial empowerment, economic empowerment, we need to make sure that we're doing the same thing. So we're starting to build a 401k plan, and now we'll be able to do that. And that's specifically for our people so that they can continue to improve their own economic position as they look to serve the community as well. Technology is a big area for us. Our technology on average was 7 years old. And as you know, in today's age, the more technology enabled you are, the more you can reach your constituents. And so we have a number of technology projects that were on the radar, but now we'll be able to accelerate those. And for example, even being able to text services and counseling services and using text as a modality for that that interaction with our clients is significant. People don't pick up the phone, but they need help, but they do like to text. And so we need to make sure that we have the technology in place to support the outreach and the way people want to connect with us. We have, in addition to technology piece, of course, from a facility perspective as well, we need to make sure that our facilities are in the places where people still need to go to get services. And so that's another area that we're looking to make an And then as you talked about the financial sustainability of the organization, we're also looking to make sure that we invest in our women's fund to make sure that those resources keep flowing so that we can realize the benefit of that investment as well. So we have a number of opportunities ahead of us between, as I mentioned, the human capital, the technology, the real estate, as well as continuing to expand our services and making sure that we can secure our own financial sustainability.
That sounds amazing. Dori McWhorter is CEO of YWCA of Metropolitan Chicago. Congratulations on getting this incredible donation, and we know that you'll do amazing things with it. And thanks for being with us today.
Thank you, Elise, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, you too, and a Happy New Year. It is 9:27 on 720 WGN.